What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Wine Your Mind Happy Hour. I'm here with the girl AT.
Hey, y'all.
And my man P Hat.
What's going on, everybody?
So how's everybody's week? I'm a little hoarse.
Oh man, you all right?
You know, that might sound kind of cute on the
That's just because the weather's been all crazy. We got one day 13, and then the next day it's like 60.
Oh my gosh, I'm so over winter. Like I know Groundhog's Day is coming up, and isn't if if he sees his shadow, then 6 more weeks of winter?
Something like that.
I don't even know.
I'm really hoping that he does, because I'm tired of being cold. But you know, yay spring!
I don't know
what
he's going to see, because I don't even think there's no normality to the way the weather's been.
I mean, it's been hot, cold, hot, and I know like everywhere there's been like huge snowstorms, and then you turn around and it's 60 degrees outside.
And none of this is regular.
None of it is regular. Like, I don't know. I'm not a scientist in global warming.
I know, right? It's something.
But I'm tending to look into it a bit more, because there might be something there I need to find out. Just saying.
Nah, yeah.
But welcome to Wine Your Mind Happy Hour. Sorry, sometimes we get real excited about stuff and just keep going.
It's all cool.
But we're here tonight with our Skinny Girl Moscato.
Hi, Skinny Girl.
Skinny Girl, of course, is the brand of Bethany Frankel from The Housewives of New York, like many seasons
ago. Hold on, what's her name again?
Bethany Frankel.
Bethany Frankel.
I believe when everything went down with Hurricane Harvey, she actually sent buses and things to help some of the victims and some of the people who really needed help, especially in Puerto Rico. She sent like her own plane down.
Wow.
You know, she's doing well. Skinny Girl's taking off. But this is their Moscato, which is really sweet. I like sweet wines.
Nah, definitely. I mean, it's good. You know what? To be honest with you, so, first of all, shout out to Bethany Frankel.
Hey, Bethany.
Definitely. You know what I mean? I'm sorry that I'm the one that don't know who you are. I am Mr. UL, but I'm learning who you are now. So if I know you now, then that means that's good. You working it out.
Welcome to the family.
You know what I'm saying? I definitely went to go look for this one. And she had her whole, like, I mean, the way they had to set it up, she had a whole, like,
oh, she does
like her whole wall. She was good.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay. But also, because what caught my eye is the fact that it's supposed to be like some like less calories or something like this. Yes. It's a healthy wine.
It's only 100 calories at 9% alcohol.
I've never thought about health when I was thinking about wine.
Never.
You know, if you drink wine all the time, you probably should.
Really?
It's just like when Miller Lite comes out and they're like, oh, it's 300 less calories. Although they've never said that.
But I've seen everybody with a beer belly. I've never heard anybody with a wine belly.
Oh, it's there.
Because wine, you're supposed to drink in moderation.
Like a wine good.
Do you? I mean, I guess everything in moderation, but really?
Like I say, for me, I don't care what the calories are as long as the number.
It's the number, right?
After the number before the percentage.
The numbers and the percentage. But P Hats picks out some pretty good wines because the numbers with the percentage. So I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Mm-hmm. But this one is 9%. I think it's pretty good. I think it's really, really sweet. Very smooth.
Well, Bethany, thank you for you doing what you're doing. You keep doing what you're doing. I'm glad that we was able to touch on what you got going on. And I hope we hear from you soon so we can get some more of this Bethany skinny lady stuff going on.
Skinny lady.
I'm loving it. It tastes good. So, you know, yeah, definitely. Have no issue with that.
I'm glad that you asked me, though, about how the week went and, like, the weather and all of that. Because I was thinking about how I hated, like, I didn't want to go out the other day because it was so cold outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I hate being cold. And it got me to thinking of, like, pet peeves.
Okay.
So, like, we opened the question up to you guys in our group, Wine Your Mind at Black Bee Media LLC on Facebook. And I was just wondering, you know, we got a few answers back. I'll read a few of those. But what are some of your, like, pet peeves? Like, I can't.
Well, you sound like you got a little bit more. So, once you start us off with the pet peeves, let's start us off with the pet peeves. Let's hear your pet peeves. Like, right. You know what I mean? I like how you just did that one. Nah, I want to hear yours. Go ahead.
You just school
pet peeves your way on.
It's because I went outside the other day and the winter was just disrespectful. Mm. Like, it was windy. It was 3 degrees outside. Like, we went to the Midwest and that joint said -20.
Oh.
And they were like, it's 2 degrees outside,
oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
but the wind there. Chill is negative 20, and that's what it'll feel like. I was like, mm-mm. Then that means 2 is too darn cold.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I'm from the East Coast, and even though we got water, we don't do numbers like 2.
Yeah.
That's not where I live.
Yeah, I don't know.
So this winter, a new pet peeve has been being cold.
Being cold with
I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Like that
it's been nice cold because the last couple winters have been all right. They've been kind of like miles, been just, you know. But now, it's cold.
It's like that bitter in your bones.
It's super cold.
Mm-hmm. And I saw this girl walking around with this like strapless dress. I was like, oh, that look like arthritis is so cold. But that's how I know I was getting older.
That's right.
I was like, oh, ain't you chilly?
Your
like,
pet peeve is making sure you go outside and still look good, no matter how
well,
I feel.
I mean, that's a given. under my coat, I'm going to look real cute. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? I'm trying to think, though. What's a good little pet peeve, you know? What do you think, UL? What you got? What you hate?
I don't even know.
Well, not hate, but like I don't. I realize one of my pet peeves is closed-minded people.
Right.
You know, like if... If you're not open to anything else,
yeah, that's a pet
I kind of can't go anywhere with you. But that doesn't mean that I can't like be your friend or I can't have a conversation with you. But it is a little pet peevish when we'll hit those walls of like, oh, I can't talk about that. Or, you know, I only see my view.
Uh-huh.
But that's just that's one of my pet peeves.
No, I'm down with that. Matter of fact, I don't know what I was about to say. No, wasn't I just talking to you about something? I was saying something about the weather too with the pet peeve of the weather. I remember a pet peeve maybe being like when I was younger, you know, during January time while you're still in school, you're like, you know, I hope that you know, the snow comes down. You know, I hate pet,
you
know, I would hate being in school and it didn't snow like it was supposed to. So I'm like, look, it's supposed to snow now.
School, yo, when the weather band was like, hey, it's going to be like 6-12
yeah,
inches.
The pet peeve was supposed to be, it's supposed to be cold. It's supposed to do something. But
and
now,
you know, you ain't going to school the next day.
Man, no.
And then you wake up. I know I used to wake up at like 3-4 in the morning, kept looking out the window. Ain't no snow on the ground. I wake up at
7-5
in the morning. Ain't no snow on the ground. Like that weatherman. And got my hopes all up.
But look how it's changed now.
Because the snow day is the greatest thing in the history of the world.
Come on,
especially if you was waiting. Mm-hmm. Like you were like, oh, I'm going to stay up and watch this. Or I ain't going to do this assignment. Or and then you're like 8 a.m.
Right.
Nah, bro.
I bet there's a whole bunch of folks that work for the government that was like, dang, why they got to fix this right now?
Because
they shut the government down. But I know if I work for the government, I'd be like, y'all go ahead and take about a week, fix this mess up.
A pet peeve is if I work a 9-to-5, then I'm supposed to get my check.
Mm-hmm.
A pet peeve is I don't want you to tell me
that I
ain't getting my check.
There you go. That's it. That's my biggest one.
They're going to pay your back pay. You're going to get your back pay.
I want my money.
But I'd be like,
pet peeve, I want my money.
I want a Tuesday off too. Why y'all gotta start the government back up already?
Like I made a hair appointment for Tuesday.
I know. Y'all already got me back
at work.
You know
your hairdresser don't work on Monday, so you gotta wait. My hairdresser don't work till Wednesday.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying. So I gotta wait.
Your hairdresser must be real successful.
Yeah, pet peeve was always I need my money.
Shout out.
If you ain't gotta work Monday or Tuesday, but she probably working Saturday, Sunday, ain't she?
Saturday.
That's what it is.
Not Sunday.
Oh, so
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Don't trip out.
I'm in the wrong business.
Hey, when you good, you good. Uh-huh. Shout out to my hairdressers. But yeah, so like, UL, did you think of one yet?
Let me see. No, I have the one with the person who say they're gonna do it and don't do it.
Inconsistency.
Yeah.
And doing one thing, saying one thing, doing the other.
Yeah.
That's
that business. That's that businessman, and you talking right there.
Yeah, you know
that.
Yeah. You know, because I'm sitting here thinking about it. I know I was supposed to already have this together, but I'm thinking about it now because I'm pretty sure there's a whole lot of pet peeves. You know, we got stuff that annoys us, but I try my best to stay calm and don't let it bother me. But it's still, you know, it's still a pet peeve.
It gets to you.
So that inconsistency part, you know what I'm saying? You know, especially now, we starting off this new year. We already been talking about the 2018. Come on, man.
What you start.
How many years you going to keep saying that you're going to do this?
And, you know, a lot of times we'll see people and be like, oh, man, we should really get together. Like, I'm now trying to find different things to say because I know me. And I'm like, how many years have I said we'll try to get together and then I don't follow up?
Yeah,
so I'm like, either you say it and you mean it. Or you find something else to say.
Don't say stuff that you're not going to do. I have a pet peeve with that, yeah.
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 Like, no, I feel you. Because especially if, like, and I know,
don't
I think
get
he
me
had,
all excited.
Had a friend, I guess, who would, like, say, "Oh, I'm coming," and then she never show up.
Yeah, don't get me excited. I did have a friend like that. Little Red Riding Hood. Don't get me all excited.
Right, I'm coming through, and then you never show up. But like you do it every time.
Come on now.
You know, yeah, that could get pet peevish.
Yeah, definitely. I go with that. You got one, Piet? Come on, Piet.
I know. 18 know a little bit. One of my pet peeves. It's a stupid one, though. It's a stupid one. But and it's not that bad of a thing. It's weird that it's a pet peeve for me. But folks who apologize for everything, I'm just like, why you apologizing? Like, dang.
That's actually not stupid. Because then you don't know if you mean it anymore, right? That's not a deal. The pet peeve is when you say something and you don't know if you mean it anymore.
Uh-huh. It's true.
Are you really sorry? Like
that. I'm sorry.
Didn't Beyonce come out with a song?
Did I breathe on you? Did I look at you and breathe on you funny? I'm sorry.
I mean, it's not that. She tried to do it.
That's what I'm saying. You don't know. You say you're sorry all the time, and then now Beyonce comes out with a song that says she's not sorry.
Hey, at some point, you're not sorry no more.
Like, I'm all good with
you. So you don't want to hear it all the time.
People in small rooms be smacking gum. Like, how the hell is you going to be in a small room with all these people in here?
I'm sure that happened today.
I'm trying to concentrate because I'm doing my job.
Somebody came to happy hour saying, like, oh, my God, I can't wait to get to happy hour so I can stop hearing the chop
noise. Oh, my God, you're popping gum in my ear while I'm trying to concentrate. Man, that's a bad peeve. You know that one, too.
That one does, yeah. People all up in my ear. I don't know. I'm super respectful, or I try to be super respectful of others. I mean, some people care, some people don't. I apologize a lot. But that's right. Yeah. You know, he was talking about me. He was doing digs.
You do apologize a lot.
But I'm sorry. I just, you know.
See, she don't apologize for apologizing. Y'all ever seen Boondocks, that episode where Tom be apologizing? And she like, if you say I'm sorry one more time.
He's like,
I'm sorry.
Who knows that person that says they are sorry for everything?
I do it all the time.
Hit up Black B Media and let us know who that person is that you know that says sorry for everything.
And it's just like, oh my God, own yours.
Let us know who else is out there.
Sometimes you try and be super considerate.
We feel your pain.
I understand.
Apology people.
I understand. You got to apologize. But
I just want to know what you're apologizing for.
I know. I don't apologize.
Yeah, what you, why are you saying sorry? It's nothing wrong with apologizing. There's nothing wrong with
it.
No, somebody, of course.
You know.
But being that it should be somebody, it doesn't mean it has to be you. But I just want to know what you're apologizing for.
But it does irk you. I mean, it can.
What?
I mean, it doesn't get on my nerves that much. It's just, I think it's funny.
Nah, it's not. I don't think it's that bad. I just want to know that you just, like, what are you apologizing for? I'm down with it. If there's something for you to be sorry about.
And sometimes it's, I'm sorry if I'm coming off harsh because I've had a day and I'm trying to hold, you know, like.
So you're apologizing before you even really apologize.
Before you even do anything.
I do.
Yeah,
I do. I'm trying to get better.
It's just the idea of the energy that you may give off that you're apologizing for. There we go.
That makes more sense.
I'm apologizing for the negative energy that I may be giving off that you don't know.
Exactly. I'm gonna read some of our Facebook answers. We had one person say slowfulness and lateness was their pet peeve.
Heck yeah, I guess everybody mad at me because I'm late to everything.
Oh my gosh.
Because he's always on the couch.
This person would not love me.
But you ain't slow. Somebody else said when you say you welcome instead of you're welcome, it hits my ear wrong. Like when you're like, you welcome.
You're welcome.
It's like Valentine's Day is not Valentine's Day.
Whoever that person is, tell that person, no, I know exactly what you mean.
It just hit you.
Because you got some people, because you know, like five below, you know how we, it's called five below, but let everybody else say five and below. Or say it wrong.
Or giants.
I'm going to five and below. It does not. It's not. There is no and between the five and below.
There is not.
Or market instead of grocery store.
Unless your city got a market in it.
That's where you from. I can't handle no pet peeve from where you from.
They don't call no grocery store a market.
He's snitching on himself, y'all.
They have a market.
It's the market where you go in like a third world country and they got like fish heads looking at you and they got like peanuts over there and they selling knives over there. That's the market.
See,
you know what I'm saying? The grocery store.
That's where you from. That's not the pet peeve.
Right.
It's Kroger's.
You know what? It's a Kroger's perfect time to market. Read the next one. Somebody don't like petty men. See? Petty men.
Somebody don't like the president.
A pet peeve on petty men. I mean.
Petty men.
Doesn't that go both ways?
Well, their particular one was they don't like petty men.
I guess why? Because women is already petty, so you can't have a pet peeve against something that's already is.
I'm not.
It's not an on and off on the female's pettiness.
But we are known to be petty. More petty. We're assumed to be more petty than men. So when y'all meet petty men, you're like, men is not supposed to.
Because men ain't supposed to be petty. It's a female trait.
I won't co-sign that wholeheartedly.
Of course not. I don't think, we'll get some more Facebook feedback.
I'm just saying, y'all let us know. People who don't hold the door when I say, or people who don't say thank you when I hold the door and open the door for them.
Oh, no, that I don't know.
Does it irk you like when you let somebody over?
We know
and
what
they don't wave.
We know what the right thing is.
It don't irk me, but I get why people, you know, I try
like,
to do the wave.
You're
I try
welcome.
To do the wave, you know,
or when I let somebody, or if I'm driving and let you cross the street, yes. And then you decide to walk slower.
Forever.
Oh, heck no. Don't do that.
Pet peeve.
Don't do that. That's
come
that
on.
You be like, come
at least
on,
make
bro.
It seem like you're trying to.
Unless
even
you,
if you just
I know,
pump
do
your
like
hand.
A little
thing.
I mean, because I'm
you don't have to go faster. Just pump your hands and
make it look like you're working.
Like you're trying.
I know that you're thankful. You're appreciative.
Exactly.
That
exactly.
For you. I shouldn't have to.
Yes. No, I'm with you. It's something about if you honk
you
a horn that. At me, I go from like 0 to 60. Like that is an instantaneous, and it's so weird. Very few things make me like
see,
angry.
You mean while you're in a car?
If I'm in the car and somebody behind me honks the horn, I'm like, what?
So you mean like,
I'm the one in front of you keeping you safe.
I know a
like,
perfect way. You
I
talk about
someone.
Like when the light just turns green.
I get hot. I be like, let me sit here for a whole round. Like it makes me, but people are crazy now.
Petty.
I had someone
that might be
in
petty.
My passenger
I'm not going to lie, that is petty.
I had someone in my passenger seat who tried to honk my horn
absolutely
at somebody
not.
Else. Oh, hell no. That hand almost got
area.
Snapped off.
Do
I was
you
like, want to
drive?
Don't touch
because
my steering wheel.
Because you all the way over there. Right. You come. Do you want to drive?
That's a workout.
Exactly.
Because I asked you if you wanted to drive when we first got in.
Don't beat my horn to somebody.
You said you didn't want to drive. So what you mean you over here pushing?
Sit in the corner.
So, you know, you beat my horn to somebody. They might got a gun or something. You know what I'm saying? Don't be getting me shot.
No.
No, I do have a pet peeve. Like I said, as soon as the light turns green, like I mean the light turns green, it's 1 second and somebody's already ready to push the horn. Like I mean the light just turned.
No.
The other side hasn't even moved yet. They're
no.
still like, oh, the light's green. And you got that one person. 3 cars back.
I'd be so mad.
How you see the green light before I see the green
and
light?
And wait a minute. And wouldn't I get hit?
They didn't know
I'm
you
like,
was colorblind. No,
right? But I hate like when I'm about to turn and the person behind me is honking. And I'm like, wouldn't I see the car coming down the street?
Gosh.
Before you, like, chill. I can't stand impatience.
Check yourself, people, when you're traveling.
Like, impatience is one of my biggest pet peeves because the fact that you didn't plan
I'm
and you're in
that.
An
that's
emergency is not mine.
Yeah. Patient.
Like, who was it? My sister
where
always
you going?
Says, right. Slow down. This dude sped up to get around me today to end up at the same light. And I wanted to give him a thumbs up so bad.
Pet
like,
peeve.
Well done.
Yeah, I know what that is.
You
exactly.
did real good.
Where you going?
Yeah, I'd be raged in the car. I'm good. I'd be chilling in the car. I don't get
time
with nobody around me
in
the car.
I'm
like, whatever. I ain't got time for no road rage. I
there's
don't know.
There's a cloud going
that's
on
something
inside
I don't
of
do.
My car, so I'm chilling.
I guess I have pet peeves in the car, but I guess, you know, I just don't really road rage like that. You know what I mean? I'm good in the
you
car.
You got your good music on.
I got my music, you know, listen to whatever, and just get it.
You're going to get this.
Y'all be road raging.
Nah, you know, sometimes you gotta take your moment.
Pet peeves on the road.
I feel you though.
And I have
to
admit, if it's
rager.
A song that makes me annoyed, I am probably more apt to get angry. Like, why you cut me off? I hate it. Like, you know, I'm already in that mode.
How about this for a pet peeve? How about this for a pet peeve? Black radio right now.
Right now, black radio is killing me.
Oh my God.
You
and I
actually
know, man,
had
killing me for real.
A conversation about this. Mm-hmm. I just feel like it's. It's
every
so
song
nonsense.
Sound the same.
But I know I'm grown.
Right.
Every rapper sound the same right
little,
now. And I love
I'm a
rap. That's
bit
my
in
stuff.
The world.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, why everybody sounds so like.
We're super homogenous.
Creativity, people. Creativity.
Right.
Yeah.
Where's it at? Like the beats though. The trap beats is what's up.
The beats are dope, but this mumbling.
Come on. I'll pick you late.
Because I'll be honest.
I sound old, don't I?
Well, and I put an asterisk by
I sound old. I'm not even that old, but I'm just saying.
Like, we came from a different time.
Getting told.
I sound old, don't I, UL?
I ain't said nothing yet.
But I'm just saying,
y'all
man.
Just looking at my face.
Because I will put an asterisk by
come on.
I'm not in my 20s.
Right.
I was raised on a different type of hip hop. But course. My thing is, now, and given my mindset
barely
has
at your
changed.
20s, though.
That's true. Like, I ain't in it. But, like. Stuff thinking about it, I have like a niece now.
Okay.
You know, and so my automatic thought is, okay, if I wasn't me, what would I think of who I am? And like right now, the only image I see of myself, or I'll say the overwhelming image I see of myself as a black woman.
As it relates to the hip hop.
Right.
Man.
My value is between my legs or my butt. And that's it.
And this is not all of hip hop.
No, it isn't. I'm just saying like that mainstream. Everybody got those three channels in their city or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I were 14 and all of my knowledge of who I was and self-worth was coming from social media,
or social media,
I would think that was my only value.
Well, now, hold up. Social media or hip-hop?
Well, I mean, it crosses over into both.
It does cross over.
But at least in social media,
about hip-hop right
hopefully
now,
I'll see more different images of me.
Right.
But
you talking
right
about
now,
the radio.
Right.
You talking about what's on
hip-hop
the radio.
Hip-hop is totally homogenous at this moment. That's why every Bruno Mars song is a hit, because it sounds completely different.
Mm-hmm. It's target. Like, okay, so I'm a little bit into the music game a little bit. You know what I mean? I definitely have an artist. What's up, Joe? I have an artist that I work with, and I really I know that as time goes past us and we start going into new generations, music change. It changes in front of us.
Right, and it's growing.
And I want to say for us, it's about maybe the first time it's changed for us. And in such a way, we kind of came when we start. Okay,
it changed a few times, yeah.
Because you know,
I've seen several changes.
Well, I'm not snitching on myself. It only happened once.
Oh, so, for him, it's
this ain't the first change for you either, dog. I'll tell you that much right
it's
now.
Only it's only happened once.
You remember Ludacris.
It's the first one that
I mean?
You have acknowledged.
Yeah, definitely. But
you
I do remember
punk music.
Yeah,
that
I
was
do.
A change.
But I do remember at one time when I started listening to hip-hop and understanding hip-hop, that the generation before me used to say, what the hell is this stuff that you listen to music?
My
this
parents say that.
Yeah,
exactly.
I sound like them now.
Yeah, listening. This same music. So really and truly what it is that the music is just transitioned to cater to a certain demographic.
See, I've been thinking that sometimes too, and then I listen to it again. I'm like, nah, it's just bad.
No,
you know
I mean, they're making the money.
You
know, so it's bad to an extent of saying, like, we know that it can be better. But for who it's trying to reach, it's perfectly fine. Because all of them are doing the same thing.
They are.
What it basically is that now it's just time for us to change the radio station.
I used to think that Grown is Sexy. Yeah, it just shows up on your thing.
And let them just do what they're doing. Because the one thing I may not give them credit for the best music in the world, lyrically. You know what I mean? At least we do have some of the Kendrick Lamar's. Yeah,
right.
We
got some good ones out there. There's definitely some good ones.
Yeah, like there are some. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
we got some gems. But, you know,
the most of us turned, I tell you what.
It's completely different.
Yeah.
But I give them the credit for their work ethic. You know what I mean? Because as bad as it is.
That's a different aspect of it. I got mad respect for the business end of it.
Oh, yeah. The business side.
But at one time when the music was great.
But for the music?
But see what I'm saying? That when the music was great, right, to us, right?
Mm-hmm. Well,
people were going into contracts
time,
and they were losing, right? You know, things were
they
happening. Like, look what happened.
Right.
They
didn't, know
they
the
didn't have the business side. Mm-hmm. So now the music ain't the best, but they got the business side.
Mm-hmm.
It's
but,
more independent artists going in now
Chuck
than it was. So it's
wanted.
You know, it's doing something. It's just doing for the demographic, you know, that's that. So it's like you listen to it just to see what they're doing, what it is that everybody's listening
True.
To now, because it's a whole bunch of them.
True.
Because you still can't take away how much money they got in their bank account, whether it's showing
yeah,
it
but
or
at
it's
the
not
end of the day,
it.
if your community has died because of what you've sown into
but
it,
they
and this
said
is my
that
only thought.
To us.
Like, with hip-hop having the influence that it does now,
yeah.
And I pose this to you guys as well, does hip hop have a responsibility? Because I remember when it came out, it was there's no way this music is going to take over and get into our white kids' homes and take over, and we can't. Oh, it's going to be nothing. It'll never succeed. And now it's the number one, you know, listened to type in the world.
Yeah, I remember when internet streaming came in with that.
A responsibility as a hip hop artist to say, I have to maybe either give back. Mm-hmm. Which a lot do, which I, you know, hands down, if you are one that takes that money that you've been given and worked hard for, and I'm not knocking anybody's hustle, but like being in my 30s, I see the power that it has and being in the media game and knowing what that is. And so I often wonder, is it creativity and growth or am I just old or is it terrible? And do we have a responsibility?
I think it's terrible. I think it's just transition.
And maybe that is it.
It's a transition. I mean, you know, I can feel that because I used to listen to my parents' music and be like, this
sucks. Yeah, they used to say it to us. And we're just repeating what they said.
But then when I got older, I realized it was actually pretty good. Like, you know.
Like,
but,
old school? When you get older, you appreciate it.
When I get older and I listen back to this era of hip-hop.
A lot of it is throwaway.
It's mumble stuff and all that stuff. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm never going to really have an appreciation for it.
You
won't.
You just go back to what it is. You like, and you play it. Like, I love the fact that we have all this streaming music and stuff like that we have now. The way iTunes is set up, the way Pandora is set up, the way all these different, even YouTube, the way it's set up, where you know you're not forced to just listen to the radio. You know, you can pick now what you want to listen to, and you can stay in your world. You can stay in your year. You can completely ignore what's going on today and stay
in your bubble.
You know what I mean? And and that right there is the biggest, you know, choice and acceptance of it all.
Radio ain't really as relevant as it used to be back in the day where they force feed
everything
you
is on the internet. Yeah,
you know, you can pretty. I got Spotify, so you know, I just got my daily, my weekly mixes that it gives you.
It's just for who it's for.
You know, the Discovery Weekly, and you know, I listen to stuff on that, and it's like. They be giving you artists you ain't never heard of. You know what I'm saying?
Because there's so much good music out there.
Yeah, it's we're globally now. It's global music now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know.
Independent artists.
I'm in
that
my
money.
Car. Right. Like independent. Mm-hmm. You're living that truck that Chuck D dream. Chuck D said everybody
can,
should be their own label.
But the thing about the Spotify and all them, they don't pay you no royalties like they should. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
that's
I know
problem.
They're still
but
working on that.
You can get some people can find you.
Money is money.
It is, but I mean, and you know, shout out to the hip hop folks that are doing it and working hard. We're not knocking your hustle, but I'm in my car a lot.
Right.
So like I hear the same three songs over and over again.
That's always
been
the case.
And it does
too.
Make me crazy because in those 3 to 5 songs that I'm hearing, it is the same thing. And I'm like, oh, is anybody else ready for something? Just so it doesn't so my ears can listen.
You know, remember it was that Wizzy on the beat for like every yeah, like 8 beats.
But it was
8
the
songs
same
out,
beat.
But it was the same beat for like a whole summer.
And I was like, "Woo, I need to hear something else." Like honestly, I pulled the Jay-Z like you did before Blueprint 3. Yeah. I stopped listening to hip hop for a while.
Yeah.
Like I listen to pop, I listen to country, I listen to rock, I listen to, and then I'll come back and I'll.
Didn't Jay-Z kill Auto Tune like 12 years ago?
He did.
Like 10 years ago. Yeah. It came back. That's
was
a, so Auto-Tune is like a zombie because it came
music.
Back.
Somebody did not listen.
The originality wasn't really there with that, so it was a copy of music. You know what I mean? That the opportunity to really kill that. And shout out to T-Pain because he's still
he the one started it.
He like
yeah,
but
well,
he's still out making good music.
Yeah.
Don't forget about Roger and Zap.
Well, yeah, I mean,
we just didn't call it Auto-Tune, and
when it was introduced, it is a different thing. Yeah, but when it was introduced as it was, you know what I'm saying?
But that was a computer voice.
You got to give
a
shout. You
got
to give that compliment
exactly.
to them. You know, to T-Pain for that, just because of the way that it was. But yeah, I mean, being that because you know you figured Auto-Tune was setting up a situation where it's like if you was horrible. Making music,
no one would
you'd be able to do something and no one would know.
Oh, let me tell you, as an audio engineer, it saved a lot of people's careers.
I'm pretty sure.
Britney.
Or made a lot of people's careers.
I'm pretty sure with that, too.
There's a great documentary called Before the Music Dies, and Erykah Badu literally says, all you have to do is show up butt naked with glitter on, and you'll get a record deal. And it was like the funniest thing, but they actually took a girl who could not sing and showed how if you applied Auto-Tune and applied these engineering tricks, She was a cute girl, so you already had that package.
Right.
She was, you know, she was good in front of cameras and stuff. She just couldn't sing. Oh, but we can fix that.
Yeah.
Don't worry. And they made her into a star.
And now she got a Vegas show.
sending bullets out or arrows out. I don't know.
She's gonna work. I think does.
She's pretty big. She's pretty. But yeah, you know, like we had a couple. I love how we just go from one topic to another. So I have some random questions
happy
for y'all.
Hour. You drink and you talk.
You know, I know sometimes y'all are wondering who we are. So I have some questions for the guys. Are y'all cookies or cupcakes kinds of guys?
Is that a sexual question? Is it chocolate chip or is it icing?
Is cookies or cupcakes? Like, which do you prefer?
I tell you what I prefer. I like Toll House cookies.
I'm a cupcake girl.
I'm gonna say I'm a cookie just because I'm P cookies. Has said cookies, so yeah. I can feel like I'm on the guy's
chocolate
side.
Chocolate chip cookies. We're
gonna
know what
do,
I'm
yeah.
Saying?
And then he's being specifics with the chocolate chip
but
and the cookies.
I like the softer cookies, yeah. Not the hard,
ooh,
crunchy cookies.
Like the
I like soft
chips
cookies.
Ahoy.
You know. Yeah. I like cupcakes too.
Behave yourself.
I love a cupcake belt.
AT is misbehaving. She just went into some.
That's why they call me.
Whatever just happened. She just had an emotional moment with her.
I love a cupcake.
Okay, so my answer would be cookies then.
Cookies.
So P, I'm down with P hat with the cookies.
Them golden Oreos. Them golden Oreos are delicious, though.
Those are cool.
Didn't you say
like
cupcakes? How are you talking
I
about
did.
Some golden Oreos?
Only that's because I started thinking about how they're not allowed in my house because somebody keeps eating them.
Stay on your side.
Yeah, I keep walking
you
up
keep
and I'm
them.
Like, who ate these cookies? Oh, wait. You know, and then
that's
it hits
a,
me.
That's a pet peeve. Now, you know, coming in and taking stuff that don't belong to you in the refrigerator.
Or no, that's
especially at work. Especially at work. Don't be petting.
That is a huge pet peeve. Do not eat my food. My dad once drank my Pepsi, and I thought I was going to kirk out. Mm. It was
my
one of those moments. I know you're playing.
No, we put our name on, after a while, we started putting our names on, like, our leftovers.
Yeah.
We like, Daddy, don't touch.
Right.
It's mine.
Oh, I can't stand it.
Wake up next morning, it's gone.
No, because I have a problem with
be a
like,
note, I touched it.
You got half a sandwich. I love that he wrote one back. Like when you got half a sandwich and you're like, cool, I'm going to eat that for lunch
oh
with my
God.
Other leftovers. And then you get there and there's like a bite left. Oh my gosh. It makes me crazy.
Or people
oh
that leave God. Like crumbs in the,
oh
my in,
goodness.
In the, in at the bottom of the chip
yes.
bag.
And then put the chip bag back
put the bag
in.
Back in, roll it up like it's something in there. You go to get some chips. It's like, what?
Not at all.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's
not at
cool.
all. Mm, my goodness.
Fat people problems. Fat people problems, you know.
Mm.
What's your next one? What's that? Yeah. What else you got?
Would you like money or a gift? Like an actual gift? Or would you like to just get money?
I like money a
do
lot.
Do I get to choose a gift?
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, would you like to get money over a gift? Gift over money?
That's a good question. I like money a
nah,
lot. I'm not going
to
turn
I'd
the money
do with
down
the money,
ever.
I used to get a lot of little gifts that I don't like.
You don't need.
Like, I would have people, like, Christmas yeah. time, give me a sweater. Mm-hmm. I don't want
money
a sweater.
Money is useful.
Exactly.
And then they'll tell you how much they spent on the sweater. Like, it's supposed to mean something. The sweater's still
you're
ugly
like,
as shit.
I'd really enjoy
now,
the money
now, if you
money
made
more.
That sweater from, like, scratch with just some yarn and some two sticks,
you better put it in a
I'd
frame.
Appreciate
I'm not
the heck out of it.
I'm not going to put it on. I'm not that type
dude.
Of person. I mean, I can wear, well, I don't even know. A sweatshirt, is sweater and sweatshirt the same?
Sure.
I mean, like a hoodie or something. That's different, I guess.
I guess
I think when I think sweater, I think like one of them old ugly Christmas sweaters.
That's
something,
what I'm saying. Like, you know, when you buy me that for mm-hmm. Christmas and to make it seem like you really got me a gift.
Like mm-hmm. your old aunt
I mean, I'm appreciative
one.
Of all my gifts, right? Especially you put the
right,
receipt
it's
inside
the
gift.
Mm-hmm. If you wouldn't mind.
So I can go ahead and return it. You know what I mean? But I guess I would prefer the money. So I won't have to go through all of that.
You can just do what you want.
Yeah, now, if it's like a sweet gift, like something expensive or like a Xbox One or something like that, or like a drone, you know.
But see, that's if we have
I
the choice. That's why, hey, do we got a choice with the gift?
Yeah, no.
If we don't got a choice, I'd rather take the money.
I take the money.
I'm
exactly.
a money person.
Okay.
Like for me, I'll never be upset if you give me money. If you give me money, you know I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
I'm good
well,
with
of course.
Money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm a money person.
Like, I'm not going to be mad. Like, oh, I can't dare this. How dare you? Like my little 4-year-old nephew.
Oh, my gosh.
He was getting all his gifts for Christmas, boy. I tell you what. And then, like, he's opening up Transformers. He getting Hot Wheels. He got a 3-foot Hot Wheels garage. And then he opened up this one gift. It was some clothes. He looks to the sky. He puts his arms in the air and goes, no. He goes, no. He goes, why? Like, why?
like,
now while I'm getting cracked up, this I don't boy, need no clothes right now while I'm thinking right. about turn getting folk, some toys.
You
know,
you can't play with clothes.
Clothes.
I get some ain't clothes a gift to later. A kid. One day he'll be appreciative.
He'll appreciate it. I used to rely on clothes. I rely on my birthday and Christmas for clothes.
You know what I'm saying?
Shoot, and when you get
wardrobe,
older.
My whole wardrobe. Appreciative of it. Birthday and Christmas. Every year.
You know.
What else we got?
So, what is your Netflix guilty pleasure? I know we touched on some of our favorite stuff.
I got lots of Netflix stuff. I like the Marvel stuff.
No, but like, what's the one that like, you're like, man, I just got to watch this. Like, I'm in it. And when you're in it, you're in that zone. Like.
Shit.
Like, every time it pops up, are you still watching? Yes. Like, every time.
Netflix got movies.
I'll say mine is Family Guy, which is about to go off.
I'm about to say yours is Family Guy. Oh, they're taking the whole thing
off? They're taking it off February 14th.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
No way.
I know. I don't know what I'm going to watch anymore.
I knew they were going to do it, though, because they took off the second half.
They took away seasons.
I know they're taking the whole thing. They were preparing you.
They were. What? They did the same thing with Cleveland Show and Family Guy and American Dad.
You said something new to me that I ain't know nothing about.
So Family Guy is completely, I mean, like, I know every word to every Family Guy episode.
No exaggeration.
None. Like, I can make jokes in my head and giggle to myself about them because I know them.
Hold on. But I know how great it is from that aspect because I'm that might be my guilty pleasure now that I didn't even know about it. But hold on. So because I didn't know about it, now I'm realizing that they're getting ready to get rid of it.
Gotta catch up.
They're about to get rid of it? Why?
On Netflix. No, just on Netflix.
No, I mean, I get that, but why?
Make room, because Netflix got $8 million show, 8,000 shows coming.
That probably means Fox is going to try to start doing some stuff. They probably don't have their own stream. They want folks to watch it on their own stream and stuff.
You
know,
now this is where your money comes in. Like you said, you know, everybody is like figuring out Netflix is guilty pleasure. Right. Netflix did the same thing.
They all
going
to do it themselves.
That the BBC is doing, you know.
Because I used to watch Doctor Who on Netflix. Netflix
not anymore.
They took it off, you know. They took it off.
They made a new deal.
Because they didn't want to. They weren't trying to pay them enough.
I don't know if I have an actual show where I have a guilty pleasure. It's the fact that I get to binge.
Is there a show that you don't want anyone to know you watch? You can answer yes or no.
I don't know exactly why you tell us.
No, but I'll just say you can say yes or no.
Everybody in the world, this is the show.
No, I actually know. Like, I'll be watching Nymphomaniac. I don't have an issue. You know the issue I had? I had an issue when I watch a show and I'm into it, but the people I'm around not into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I got to deal with that part. So I'm like all excited. Yo, you got to watch this. This is like you. I'm trying to tell you. And they're like,
I'm not really about that life.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. A guilty pleasure type show?
Like is it the just one Netflix? You got a weekend
or
at home.
Like the Roku Netflix. I mean,
it wouldn't be a guilty pleasure, but
I have a Roku guilty pleasure.
Oh.
Different apps. Okay. Maybe not specifically Netflix.
What app is this?
I'm just saying, like, I have a guilty pleasure with Hulu.
Okay.
Hulu give me a little bit more TV shows.
I was going to say, if you got one, if it's not Netflix.
I got my Saturday Night Live on that.
I watched that one.
Now my new one, The Four.
Okay.
And that's on Fox.
With Puffy.
What's the Four? Oh, yeah, that's right.
DJ Khaled, you Puffy, gotta keep and all your them. Seat. Yeah, all that. I mean,
I ain't seen that one yet.
No, you got to watch it, man. Okay. It's dope. But hold on. Matter of fact, I'm going to pick back up on that because I want to talk about that. But back to Netflix, because we're talking about the guilty pleasure, which is so good about Netflix. And because we love Netflix so much, how dare Monique? Is that her name?
Yes.
Do we still know her
Monique
name?
Monique is.
Who is Monique? Let me stop. I like you, Monique. I'm sorry. But I don't know if I'm. Hold on. So hold on. Okay, please help us out, AT. Let me know what's really going on.
She apparently is calling for a boycott of Netflix.
Oh, wow.
What?
Because she was offered. She is accusing them of gender and race-based pay gaps.
Okay.
So she was offered $500,000 for a comedy special.
Okay.
And she felt that was really low, considering that Amy Schumer was offered $11 million and Dave Chappelle was offered $20
million. So she's comparing herself to those two people right now.
Mm-hmm. Apparently.
Well, I mean, they are in the same, job description as her. But it's been a range of emotions I can tell on like social media and radio of how people feel about this. Apparently Wanda Sykes agreed with her and said, I'm really thankful that you brought this up. I actually got offered less than half than you did, and I just took my show to Epics.
So,
I mean, they're comedy vets, so they feel like they're due something.
I mean, I get that, and it makes perfect sense, right?
It's about what you got for me right now, you know?
But I get that. I mean, but I get that. Right. I mean, that makes perfect sense. Right. But really and truly, at the end of the day, you have to look at it as Netflix came out of nowhere, and they're just giving everybody money.
It looks like it was a South Park has that joke of like, whatever you bring to them, they'll put on TV.
They'll put on TV. They came out of nowhere and started giving everybody money. You know what I mean? So can you really? I mean, I get it, but at the same time, like, if Netflix wasn't here, what would you be doing?
And that was one of my questions. I was like, are you mad because you thought you were worth more, or you were mad because you thought they had more to give?
Yeah,
because a lot of times, like, if someone wins the lottery, you come to them and they're like, yo, dude, I'm going to just, you know, I want to pay you back that 20 that I owed you from 12 years ago. Thanks so much. And they give you a 20. And you're like, you have more than that to give. A lot of times we see it as like a, you want it, so you have more to give me. Why are you only giving me this?
Right. If that's it.
It's not yours.
If that's the case. But I mean, and I love Monique.
And I'm wondering if that's
it. I'm a fan
of
Monique, so I'll make sure that's clear right now.
Right.
Mr. UL is a fan of, you know, Monique. But the part that at the same time would make sense, you got to be realistic about the situation.
Yeah.
Like I said, Netflix came out of nowhere. When Netflix first came in, they came in with trying to partner with Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
And Blockbuster was like, nah, we're not into that right now.
They're like,
and
okay.
Then after that, okay, cool. We'll do whatever we do. And then they just kicked Blockbuster out the way. We don't even hear nothing about Blockbuster.
It's
all about
don't exist.
Netflix now.
Sure did. That's true.
But I mean, Monique, you know, I love Monique, too. I think she's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, we are
but
fans. Don't get
at that time, Amy Schumer is, like, one of the biggest comedians in the world right now. Even though,
and even
you know, white, black, purple, pink, orange, whatever she is one of the biggest comedians in the world right now, no matter what it is.
But they backed it up with Dave Chappelle. They backed it up with Dave Chappelle, just in case you thought it was a color thing.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like, she ain't going to make as much money as Dave Chappelle. Now, how much I'll be curious to know how much Monique thinks she's worth, what she should have got.
Well, see, and therein is some of the arguments. Like, hearing on the radio today, a lot of people who have radio shows in the morning, of course, Steve Harvey being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, you know, she's a great friend of mine, but, you know, over the past few years, the only news you've heard about her is having a beef with Tyler Perry, saying she was blackballed, saying, you know, I'm against him, I'm against her, I'm against this, I'm against that. And so, like, he was saying that your reputation precedes you. Maybe they were willing to give you money, but they didn't want none of the drama that came with it.
That
so
came with it. Right.
They came low
you
because they didn't want the drama.
You probably could have messed yourself up.
You know, and that's the thing. It's like, if you burn every bridge,
it's very possible.
You can't get mad when no one extends a rope.
Karma is a motherfucker, they would say.
You know, just as a devil's advocate, you know, thought. And in Amy Schumer's defense, she has sold out Madison Square Garden twice.
And then Dave Chappelle, like,
I mean,
he came out on the top.
Dave left
like,
at the top.
He didn't fade. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a...
We've been anxiously
like, when is he going
to
come back?
And everybody was like ready for him to come back.
Ready.
You know, he never faded. Exactly. That's a good
ready.
Point.
You've been anxiously waiting him to come back.
And he's like, okay, I'm back. Give me my money.
I'm going to sit
and
down and tell
you. Offered him $60 million, not $20 million.
I agree.
Exactly.
I believe it was
$60 million. Maybe it's $20 million per.
He did exactly what he was supposed to do.
And he did.
Because when he did that first Netflix, that two episode Netflix that he did, I don't think he was supposed to do anything else after that. I think he was supposed to retire after that. Shortly after that, if I'm not mistaken, there's another episode of something with Dave Chappelle on Netflix.
Oh, he did too.
Yeah, it's another one. Yeah, yeah.
There is another
one,
right?
Where he literally was paid to sit down, tell jokes, and smoke a cigarette.
Yeah.
It was the easiest money I've ever seen. And it was just as good. It was hilarious.
It was just good just to see her.
And you know, I get it. If you feel like you're being slighted, you want to fight for that.
Of course, speak up on it. But at the same time, be realistic about what it is. Because really and truly, some of the times when they make you feel like when they do these things, they're trying to become relevant again. No one has said their name.
Which,
no one cares anything about them. Now you say something or whatever that makes no sense to anybody else. But now everybody's talking about your name. Like, even on our show,
media.
And I love our show,
yes.
But, you know, we only talk about stuff that's actually important, and it just so happened that we brought her up. So that means she working and she's doing something on the low, because that's all we're going to hear about.
Right. And I believe that everybody should get paid for their work.
Of
Don't
course.
Get me wrong.
Of course.
But in the entertainment industry, that's not always, I mean, if you're doing, if you've burned some bridges,
hey,
your offers may be less and hey, they may come in less.
It is what it is.
So I hope they work that out. I mean, I know she put out an Amazon special on her own.
Yeah.
And I guess they paid her a good amount for that. I hope they did. So hopefully we'll see something new from her. I don't know if it'll be on Netflix, though.
Hey, man, shout out Monique Young. I love you, Young. What you've done for these years for comedy, it's been great.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, you know, we have our moments when we just have to be real about certain things. And if it's everybody else that's saying, hey, you might need to chill, and you're the only one that's tripping about it, you might want to look into that. But, Monique, hey, thank you for doing what you're doing, and I hope you do get whatever you try to get or something close so you can keep on being a comedian.
All day. Because I'd love to see a Monique stand-up.
Hey, man, what?
I love a Monique stand-up. Queens of Comedy?
Come on.
Hilarious.
Love it.
She talked about your eyebrows burning. Ooh.
I know nothing about eyebrows burning.
But Mr. You All Know, you and I had kind of like a, we always pep talk each other.
Yeah,
because we're both entrepreneurs, so we're always trying to encourage each other. And you said something to me that really kind of struck a chord with me about being fearless and just stepping out.
Okay, well, you know what? We getting ready to get up on our time, too, so I do definitely love leaving it with something for everybody. So this week I'm going to actually say that I actually was watching a little kid go from, or a little baby, I guess, going into a kid, going from crawling to walking. And I was just really thinking to myself, as I was watching the child like go from the crawling to the walking and try to get it, I figured to myself that that child is probably not worrying about anything else in life, but trying to walk. Mm-hmm. Their focus is
or get
just
from point A to point B.
That's it. Mm-hmm. It's straight, just like that. And I was just like, if the baby can get up and walk, and then go into where we get to our age where we're fearless about walking, we don't even think about walking. What if we put that focus in life and the things that we do? I used to use this one this one thing that I made up. Basically, when you hop in a car from work and you want to get home, you don't get to the speed bump or the stop sign and say, you know what, because I have to wait right here, I'm not going to go home anymore.
Or that stoplight forever.
You know what I mean? You go through it, accident, the road, whatever it is, you go through it, and then you finally get home. And that lets you know once you believe that you can get to whatever that is, or you can believe that you can walk one day, or you can believe that you can own that business, or you can believe that you can have whatever it is, and you just stay focus on it and get there. It may not happen overnight.
No.
That's what's wrong with a lot of us now. We live in this very fast world and we want it right now. So unfortunately, we don't even get the opportunity just to be patient and enjoy it, right?
And we see the instant gratifications on Facebook. And no one is showing when they're in a corner crying.
That behind the scenes. They don't know what we had to do to put this show together. You know what I mean? That episode. So no, but basically just watching that child get from crawling to walking and knowing that focus from A to B, implement that on our life and get from A to B and stay focused.
Oh, yeah.
Get all the other distractions out your mind and just focus on what you really want. And I'm sure that child really just wanted to walk because everybody else wanted to walk. So if you really want to do something because everybody else want to do it, or you at least just want to do it for yourself, just know you can go from crawling to walking and you can get from A to B. That's Mr. UL.
Oh, I love it.
Hey. Amen.
Hey.
Preach.
Even if you fall down like that baby, babies get back up.
There it is.
And they keep going.
Shout out. Hey, man.
Well, we're going to wind your mind one more time and say thank you so much for joining us this week. And shout out to Skinny Girl Moscato.
Skinny Girl.
Skinny people.
With them low calories, I feel like I still did good. Shout out.
100 calories. That's all. That's all. Well, we hope you join us next time. And thank you to all of our listeners. Give us some feedback on Black Bee Media LLC. We have a group there called Wine Your Mind. Answer some of our questions. They may be featured on the show. We'd love to hear from you guys. And we'll see you next time.
All right, where we gonna find you at, Mr. UL?
Oh, you already know. So you can find me at UniqueLegacy_UL1. That's basically everything, but the newest thing is right now is UL_apparel. So right now with the clothing line and the brand building up, continuously building up, a new website just dropped, yeah. A relaunch of the website. So everybody check that out, but www.uniquelegacy.com, but that's where you can definitely find me. UniqueLegacy_UL1. That's me, Mr. UL.
What's up? You can find me, P Hat, right here. That's it.
He just kicking it. Mm-hmm. Just kicking it. You can find me, as always, on Facebook at Black Bee Media LLC or Jeans and Tea for our blog. And you can always find us at Instagram as well as Black Bee Media. We'll see you guys next time. Thank you so much. And have a great week. Happy hour.
All right, y'all.
Happy hour.
Cheers.